Hey everybody, welcome to the Morphin Grid. I'm Jake.
And I'm Josh.
And today, we're watching episode 497 of Power Rangers Dino Thunder, episode 1, Day of the Dino, part 1.
It aired on Valentine's Day, 2004, the year I graduated high school.
Ooh, a lot of big days for this one then.
Written by Doug Sloan, directed by Charlie Haskell.
Returning names.
Yep.
So, still got the old guard of writers and directors, still. Dino Thunder, episode 1. Josh, here we are. We made it.
We did it. We're in season, 100? What number is this?
I think it's 12. I'm pretty sure it's 12. I'm also pretty sure that Power Rangers Dino Thunder is just short for Power Rangers Dinosaur Thunder Lizard.
Yes. Obviously.
So...
like how Pokemon is Pocket Monsters, Dino Thunder is Dinosaur Thunder Lizard.
Yeah, so welcome to Dinosaur Thunder Lizards. I'm very excited. If you're new here, hey everybody, welcome to the podcast. It's been so long.
You picked a pretty okay place to start. It's the beginning of a new season.
Yeah, it's a new season. We got a returning fave. Well, I mean, he's not in the top 15, but he's a fave. Tommy is back at some point. I know Kira's name.
Yeah.
She's the Yellow Ranger. And that's it. That's what I know about Power Rangers Dinosaur Thunder Lizard. If you're new here, what we do is we pause the recording. We go watch an episode of Power Rangers. We come back and we talk about it. You can follow along if you got Netflix or the DVDs, and you should, because we're just starting. When better to jump on than right now?
It's the best time.
Josh, without any further ado, would you like to go watch Power Rangers Dinosaur Thunder Lizard episode 1, Day of the Dino part 1?
Yes, I would. I have a question though.
Okay.
We do this in the first episode of every season, is we don't know what a morph call is. So what do we say?
I just want to say it's morphin' time.
We can just do for old time's sake.
Yeah.
We can plug in it's morphin' time in.
All right.
It's morphin' time. Back and we just watched Day of the Dino Dumpster part 1.
Yeah, we did.
And boy, there's some pretty rad stuff that happens in
there
here.
There's some good I straight up in my notes, there are a couple notes that are in all capital letters.
I yelped for real at one thing. So
there is something that was so dope, I'm mad. Because if you would have told me, hey, this dope ass thing happens in the first episode of Power Rangers Dino Thunder, I'd be like, whatever. Yeah, right. But then I watched it with my eyes and I was like, hell yes, I love it. So let's see if I remember how to do this. HeyJakeAndJosh.com. That's the website. You can go there and listen to old episodes of the podcast, partner. I don't know why I said that. It's been so long.
You can take the boy out of Texas, but you can't take the Texas out of the boy.
Yep, this is going to be the first season done sans any Texas influence.
Yeah.
No Texas in this season of Morphin Grid. Pour one out for your boy Big Tex. HeyJakeAndJosh.com is the website. You can go there. There's a little podcast partner. I don't remember that. You can email us at littleidiots.morphingrid@gmail.com. We're on Twitter at MorphinGrid. We're on Snapple Podcasts. We're on Google Play and Podknife and Podbay and PodbayB and Pod Dino Robot.
I guess. From Pod Dino Robot.
Look, I got to get the engine's not running yet, all right? I got to rev back up. It's been so long since I had to think of a fake one. Pod Dino Robot, just like it's one for dorks. It's just a bunch of dork shows. This one's on there, obviously. So you can leave us a rating review in any of those places. We're also on Patreon, patreon.com/HeyJakeAndJosh. For as little as a dollar a month, you can help support the show, and we would really appreciate it. And next episode, we're going to read off all of our patrons like we do at the beginning of every season.
Hooray. Like fools.
So get ready for that. Also, I don't know if we have any emails or not, and we'll do those next episode too. Do you want to just jump right in? Do you want to just jump right in? Feet first?
Yeah, I'll go feet first. That sounds safer.
Did you watch the credits? The opening credits?
I did, yes.
You did? Okay, so did you notice?
I could not skip the theme song. I was like, well, it's the first episode, so I've got to like watch the credits at least once, and then maybe later to see if they change, which I know they're going to.
I'm sure they will, yeah.
There's at least two other Power Rangers that, I mean, they might be in the credits now, but I don't know.
I don't know. I'll tell you who is in the credits. Katrina Devine, who you might remember as Mara.
I do remember. And I did not notice that it was her until like the end of the episode.
I saw her name and I was like, wait a minute, what are you still doing here?
I knew she came back because I feel like a bunch of people told us that she's going to come back.
I thought that was going to come back.
But I did not think it was immediately the next season. I thought we had a couple seasons in between and she was going to come back later. But nope, here she is.
Yeah, here she is. So that's pretty cool. The theme song will have to grow on me. I'm expecting
I liked it a lot.
I didn't. Maybe it's just because it starts kind of like
It starts a little weird, and then it's just over.
That it does just end. I think once it gets going, it's pretty good. So I'm just gonna have to let it kind of grow on me. But we start off on the island from Lost. It's not the island from Lost. It's just an island.
No, it's the island from the one episode of Ninja Storm that makes the world cold for a minute.
Oh, sometimes. But then when it sinks, the world goes into permanent cold. Unless it sinks, and then the world doesn't go into permanent cold. Because, you know, who cares? there is a man with a face who is blurred. The face is actively blurred in this bit, and I wonder why.
Look, maybe it's just because I know what the big reveal is, right? But there's one point where I'm like, oh, there he is.
I think in the very first shot, you see like his hair and you're like, well, yeah.
Yeah. And at one point, he's in a doorway and it's like heavily shadowed, but still just like, oh, well, of course.
Yeah.
I know that face anywhere.
But so it starts with him. He's like moving his face out of the way so you can't see him. Then it's him running down like a hallway and his face is like legitimate. Like they took the blur tool and they rubbed it over his face.
I don't think this is a spoiler, so I am just going to say that his face is definitely hidden. But every time he does a move, there's a nice hutya.
Yeah.
That just sounds really familiar.
So this man with the blurry face, he's running away from King Koopa. I don't know this guy's name yet. But I'm just going to call him King Koopa. We will not find it out this episode, and that's probably long enough for me to just make him King Koopa in my head forever. So King Koopa's there, and he's like, get them, like praying. But and so he's running. He bursts out of a wall. He explodes out of a wall, and he lands, and he stands up, and it's Tommy!
It's your boy, Tommy.
Old Tommy Oliver. That's right.
Yeah.
He's back, baby. His face is unblurred.
He's in his 30s now?
Gotta be.
In real life, but I also think in the show, because we watched him graduate.
He graduated in 1998. 97? Okay. Maybe it was 97 that he graduated.
Okay. Yeah. So he's late 20s then.
Yeah. This also, there's going to be a thing in a second that's like, maybe this takes place in the future. Like how Lost Galaxy was like, it's like in the near future, but then like that didn't matter. Because like a lot of stuff.
It's like next week.
Yeah, it's like the near future, tomorrow. Oh yeah, that's very near. You're right. Thank you. So there's a bunch of mooks. We gotta name the mooks because we do not get a name for them.
I don't know. I want to call them Krusties, but I don't know why I want to call them that.
You know, judges, the judges will accept Krusties.
All right.
So if anyone has a better name, feel free to say, but we're going to record at least three episodes before you hear this one, and they're going to probably stay Krusties.
Yeah, because I feel like they get two or three big Krusty fights.
There's a couple Krusty fights.
But you don't really get a good look at them, I don't think.
No. Which is nice. Like, it's kind of nice that, like, they treat them like monsters, you know? Yeah. Like, in horror movies where you don't really, like, the more you see, the less scary it is. But, like, I kind of enjoy how they're just like, ah, oh, don't worry about the Krusties. I was going to call them Dinos if we couldn't think of a better name.
Oh, Dinos isn't bad.
So I
it
guess
breaks,
kinda,
it breaks the tradition, though, of them
it,
ending
it
in,
does.
In E.
Yeah, so that's why I like Krusties. Also, because they do seem kind of crusty. So he is running away from, he fights the Krusty. It's a good fight. It's Tommy doing his Kiaz.
Yeah, he fights like 100 Krusties all by himself.
Yeah, I extremely missed the comforting sounds. It's like being back in the womb. It's so comforting of Tommy going, yeah, it's so nice. So he fights a lot of them. And then eventually there's like an explosion that lets him like get away. And the whole island just starts blowing up, which is bonkers.
He dives off a cliff and there's like this shot of this obviously like CG'd, quote unquote, man, just like basically flying off the cliff. Also, he's huge in comparison to the size of the island from this far shot.
Yeah, this island must be very small or Tommy is actually 9 feet tall.
But he dives into the ocean and then watches a whole island explode and sink.
Yeah, it's rad. Also, when he lands, if he would have jumped from his high up and landed in the position he did, he would be a corpse because he would have broken his whole ass neck.
Yeah, because he dives, but he also lands on his like forehead in the water.
He lands on like his forehead, but with his feet in front of him, like behind him. So like he would have snapped his neck. And then it blows up and the island sinks. And then it says some years later, and there's Tommy, and he's got glasses on, so you know that time has passed.
Yes. Eyesight's the first to go.
That's what I hear. Mine's still perfect.
I haven't had mine checked, so I can say that because that's the last thing I knew that it was, but I don't know what it is now.
So he's a doctor now. He's Dr. Tommy Oliver, and he's going into, and by the way, I love the set of the school. It kind of looks like an old Spanish mission church.
Yeah.
But it looks great.
I feel like we said either in the last Ninja Storm episode or in a hiatus episode where we were like guessing Dino Thunder.
Yeah.
I think we said like, is it going to be high school or is it going to be college? Because if he's a doctor of paleontology, why is he teaching at a high school?
Yes.
And the principal of the high school has the same question.
She comes up to him. Her name is Principal Randall. She's hot and mean. And she's very, she's extremely my type, but she's also like over the top, like Nurse Ratched mean.
Yeah.
Because she's like, Dr. Oliver, why are you here? Because it's also her first day, and he's like, because I just wanted to come teach high school in a nice quiet time. And she's like, at a high school? You want to teach at a high school? You're a paleontology doctor, sir.
Yeah, because he's like, maybe I wanted to get a little peace and quiet. And she was like, at a high school.
Right. And he's like, you know what? How about we just get together, and then, you know, we can talk about, like, what you expect of me. She's like, I expect you to torture the children.
Yeah, I hate
physical
kids.
Pain.
I hate kids, and I want you to make sure they do badly at school.
Yeah, she says if they are smiling, you're doing something wrong. I feel like he should report her to the school board immediately.
This is the problem with education in America.
Yup. So his first class, this is my this is how you know it's still a show for kids, even though it's like they're in high school and it's like it's skewed a little older since like the old days, and it will go back down from what I've seen of, like, for example, Mega Force. I almost called it Mega Storm. Power Rangers Mega Storm would be probably pretty cool. But he's like, welcome to first period science. Which class is it? That's right. It's science.
He teaches just science.
Just science. So you were kind of right. I think it was last week when you said, like, or it was recently when you said, like, if you have a degree in science at all, you can teach biology. And he's just teaching science. Cassidy introduces herself first. That's Mara. That's Katrina Devine.
Did not notice yet. I did not notice until the camera was like in her face.
To be fair, number one, she's blonde.
Yeah.
It's pulled back in like a ponytail, like a tight high ponytail. And she's not acting unlike Mara, but she's just doing something different. So it seems very different. So I can see not like registering right away. Also, I don't know if it was just me, but the video quality seems pretty bad on Netflix. Maybe it was just my internet being terrible, but
it might have been because it didn't seem any worse or better than Ninja Storm did when I was watching that.
I felt like it was like noticeably worse than Ninja Storm, but it probably is just my internet because it's bad until we get gigabit at the start of the year. God, I can't. It's gonna be living in the future. She's like, I'm Cassidy.
It also started with a C. It was definitely an alliteration.
Cassidy last name.
Maybe I looked it up because I was like, that's Mara, isn't it? And then I looked it up and it was. I also got like a little spoiler when I did that.
Oh, did you? Okay. That's probably
it's nothing major.
Okay. So she's like, you seem a little young to be a teacher. And he's like, I promise you, I am old enough to be a teacher. And then everyone kind of rolls their eyes at her being like, I'm the reporter and anchor for our school news network and paper, I guess.
Cassidy and Cornell.
Daughter
of Chris Cornell, the lead singer for Soundgarden and Audioslave.
R.I.P. in peace, Chris Cornell. He did the theme song for Casino
Dino
Royale.
Thunder. No, I'm just kidding. That's not Chris Cornell singing this.
So he looks around and there's one chair. Everyone's kind of, it's like chaos. Like everyone's like throwing papers and being loud. And except for like two people, a girl in yellow and a boy in blue, they're kind of minding their own business. And there's an empty chair.
I do want to point out, because I know also that we get two more Rangers. At least we might get, I don't know if we get up to six.
I have no idea.
I have no idea. But I know that one of them is a White Ranger. And Cassandra, is that her name? I just looked it up.
Cassidy
is all in white.
She is. She's all in white and her accents are pink. And if I were a betting man, I would say she was going to be the Pink Ranger. But
that
there
was my
isn't
initial
one
thought.
This season.
And then
maybe
I saw
she'll
that
be
was,
the White Ranger.
And then I saw that it was Mara. And I was like, oh, I don't know.
I would be pretty stoked if she ends up being the White Ranger. We'll see. But somebody's not there. Somebody's missing. So we cut to the soccer field.
So
and
it shows like an empty desk, right?
Yeah.
Of like, is there somebody missing from my class? Is there like a red jacket on it? Or did my brain just fill that in?
I also feel like it was a red chair. Like at the very least. Just a bright red chair that he's like who could be there?
Like he went in and put his jacket on his seat and then he's like, I gotta go kick balls.
Gotta go kick balls. So we cut to I didn't know his name yet, so I just named him Rodney Soccerball because he looks like a Rodney to me. So old Rodney Soccerball, your favorite. Hey Josh, I got a question for you. Does Rodney Soccerball look familiar to you at all?
No. Should he?
He should, because do you remember in the finale of Power Rangers Ninja Storm? Those three ninjas.
Yeah.
He was the not Dustin.
Oh, okay.
Apparently, they even mention it at some point that like his twin brother went to ninja school. But like it's the same guy.
So he is related to presumably the heir of the ninja powers.
Yeah.
Until proven otherwise.
Yeah, so we'll see. So he nuclear kicks a soccer ball. He does like a triple spin Jackie Chan kick, and it kicks the soccer, a bright red soccer ball, which is not regulation.
No, and it has like an effect on it. Like it leaves like a wobbly trail behind it.
Yeah, it breaks the sound barrier and almost kills poor Melvin. I don't know this kid's name. It won't come up.
He's a Melvin.
But he's a real ass Melvin.
He's in like, he's in hockey goalie pads.
Yeah. Like a lot of them. And he ducks so he doesn't get murdered by the ball. And he's like, Melvin, come on. He's like, you got to block it. It's the point. He's like, oh, the bell rang. It's the first day. We should be in class. And he's like, if anyone bothers us, just tell them Connor McKnight told you you could be out here. Because apparently he's like a big deal at the school, which I think is called Reefside.
I think. I don't know if that's just the school or if that's just like the town. And this is like town high school.
It might be both. Yeah.
Yeah. I think it is.
Here's a weird thing that has nothing to do with dinosaurs, like at all. And
no,
the last like five places they lived before they lived on a spaceship like the Power Rangers, it's all been water sounding except for Silver Hills, right?
Silver Hills.
There's Mariner Bay, yeah. Blue Bay Harbor, Reefside, Silver Hills, Turtle Cove, which is watery.
Yep.
So, like, what's up? You guys need to branch out with your names.
Except for Angel Grove, I think you're right.
Yeah.
Like, every single one of them up until this point.
Yeah, and Silver Hills. Like, again, those are the only... Right. Angel Grove and Silver Hills, the only two that are not explicitly water-themed, which
is
weird. That's
because all there is in California is coast, so...
The whole thing is coast. It's a state... On a map, it looks big. It's actually only about 45 feet wide.
Yeah. It's a really deep coast.
Yeah. So... He's like, oh, but the new principal's like nasty. She worked at like a prison or something. And then Connor's like, well, here's my first characteristic you're gonna know about me is that I'm pompous, and the second characteristic you will know is that I am sexist. Because he's like, the principal's a woman, and a woman's just a grown up girl, and girls are. And then he gets interrupted by Principal Randall, who's like, excuse me, I think you've said enough or whatever. And he's like, hi. I've heard great things about you. And she says, vicious rumors, I assure you.
She's like an Adams in that, like, she only likes bad things.
Yeah. And so then she's like, you're in trouble now. Get going. And he's like, okay. And then she looks at Melvin and with zero provocation goes, what are you looking at? And then nuclear kicks a soccer ball at him, except this time it does hit him right in the chest. And I'm sorry to report that Melvin has passed away from his injuries because we will not see him again this episode.
Melvin is dead by principle.
Melvin died from a nuclear soccer ball kick to the neck.
Because her superpower is also ball kicks.
I don't know if there's supposed to be a metaphor here or what, but...
Well, she kicks a ball better than Connor McKnight.
So we cut to a shed, and the blue boy from earlier, we're going to get his name in a minute, but he's just a blue boy right now. He plugs a computer into the wall, and he's like, I hacked the school, and now the sprinklers are just going to go off whenever.
Doesn't he have also an accomplice?
He has an accomplice. This is Melvin 2.
These Rangers have like before friends that they're going to just abandon once they become friends with each other.
Yep, can't wait. Which is kind of how Sailor Moon worked. Like she had like her friend Molly. I don't remember what it was. It was like Naru, I think. In
she had
Japan.
Like the Appalachian accent, right?
Yeah, no, she was from like extreme Brooklyn.
Okay,
she was from
right,
Brooklyn. Yeah,
I knew there was some extreme accent that like nobody else in the show had. So it's
where are
you from?
She was from cartoon Tokyo, Brooklyn. She was like Serena's best friend, and then after she made friends with superheroes. After a while, Molly just kind of disappears, and it's kind of a bummer. so he's hacking the sprinklers. We cut to Kira. I know her name.
That's
Kira.
The only name by the end of this episode, it's the only new name I learned.
Okay, so you just learned about Connor's name.
Yes, that's new to me.
Well, I'll explain Ethan's name in a second when it comes up. But she's singing, and she has a really nice voice.
It's a really nice voice, and it starts out as a pretty good song.
And then it gets weird.
Until she gets stuck.
She starts skipping like a bad Walkman without skip protection. She sounds like you downloaded her from LimeWire.
It really freaks me out.
Freak me out, freak you out, freak you out, freak you out. She also ends her sentences and prepositions a lot, which I think is the main reason she's about to get detention, not that she's just singing in the quad.
Right, because everyone is getting detention. Like, that's how they're going
to
meet.
Yeah, which I like. I genuinely think that is a solid way to get people in a high school setting, that people who would never talk to each other otherwise, that's a good way to do it.
But you couldn't think of a better excuse to get Kira there than you don't have the proper permits to play your guitar on the school property.
You didn't get a permit to sing. And, like, first of all, we've all been in high school. Josh, when you were in high school, was there ever anybody who would just, like, bring a guitar and sing?
That was a college thing. That never really happened at high school for me.
I was – so my friends were, like, the one of the few bands in school, at least in my grade. Above us and below us, there were a couple, but my grade only had one band, and I was in it. I played bass, and my friend Jacob played guitar, and occasionally he would bring a guitar, and he would start playing guitar, and it was like, okay, Jacob can get away with it, but a lot of times it comes off as really pretentious.
Yeah.
If Kira were at my school and she were doing it, I would have fallen 1,000% in love with her immediately. Like, just head over heels.
Yeah. I mean, there is a reason why Kira was the name I remembered.
Yeah. So she also gets attention because she is not. She says, like, did you know that people who play musical instruments are like 50% more likely to get into college? And Principal Randall puts her glasses down and says, well, you're not going to get into college anyway, or something like that.
She's, yeah, like, she's like, well, you're not really college material, are you?
It's so mean. It's just like, so horrible for an educator to say.
She's got fishnet tights peeking through the 3 inches between her boots and pants.
Yeah, she's nasty.
And she's got a weird fishnet belt or maybe undershirt. I can't tell.
Who are we talking about, the principal or?
No, Kira.
Kira, yeah, okay, yeah, yeah. So, like, could go, honestly, 2004 could go either way.
So she's like, she dresses like punky, and then she's singing this like cute pop song about freaking you out.
I don't know if it's a cute pop song. It's very like Vanessa Carlton, Michelle Branch, kind of. Later on, Cassidy will call her an Avril wannabe. But yeah, she's dressed like alternative, like air quotes, yes, alternative. Yes. And I, like I said, I would have been madly in love with her at age 15.
Just checks a lot of boxes is all, yeah, that's all we're saying here.
Yeah. So then they're walking. She has been corralled. They're going to detention right now. I guess the school day is over, even though it seems like it just started. Because,
yeah,
if,
like,
you'll,
hey,
recall,
we have to pull you out of class to sit you in front of the principal's office to officially tell you have detention.
Yeah, I don't. The timeline's a little fuzzy, but they're walking away, and then the sprinklers turn on, and they get, like, completely drenched, and then Ethan walks by. Blue Boy's name is Ethan. I don't remember his last name. Kira's last name is Ford. It's Connor McKnight, Kira Ford, and Ethan James?
Maybe? That sounds like a name. That could be a name.
It's Ethan something. So he walks by with a big-ass blue umbrella, like, ha-ha-ha, who could have done this? And then he gets arrested by the principal for being so obvious. So they get sat down in front of the principal's office. She's like, and he's like, principal, I just want to tell you there's no actual evidence linking me to the sprinklers. And she's like, shut your mouth. Obviously it was you. You had an umbrella. Right. Like, come on, kid.
And you're literally like, you don't have any proof.
Which is what a guilty person would say in this situation. So they have detention for a week. 1 week they have detention. They start, like, being like, oh, no, come on. Ethan's like, I got computer club. And Kira's like, I don't want to. And then Connor has soccer practice. But he's like, I got computer club. She's like, I don't care about your clubs. You should have thought about that before. You were all delinquents or whatever, she says. And then she, like, walks away. And Connor's like, a computer club? Like, he's never heard of this idea before.
Like, computers are new in 2004?
Come on, Connor. You've been on LimeWire.
We have DSL by now, buddy. Like, it's the right? future.
Jeepus. She walks away. She comes up to Tommy. I guess school's over now. I guess they've been taking another class, which is bad because now they're not going to learn anything today because they were, you know, arrested right out the gate. Or maybe at lunch, or maybe it was like an all-day kind of thing. It's hard to tell. Again, the timeline's not super clear, but it doesn't really matter. So she's like, how was your first day? And he's like, it was great. The kids are great. She's like, good. You'll be seeing a lot more of them in detention. And Tommy goes, what did I do? And that is so funny. That was so good. Hey, y'all, Tommy Oliver rules, at least in this episode.
he's bringing it.
I'm stoked for new dad Tommy Oliver.
Because I think we're at this point in Jason David Frank's career where his whole identity isn't Tommy yet.
Yeah.
And so he's putting a lot into the character that's not just like, Tommy is me and I am Tommy.
Yeah, it is before he has sort of like co-opted the identity of Tommy Oliver and metamorphized it into like JDF, but when he's right. wearing green now, you know?
Yeah.
and it's pretty good. He's bringing a lot, and I like it. So he tries to get out of.
It's easy to forget with, like, I don't just the way I don't know how he is anymore because I don't follow him anymore. But
I mean, you remember the last time you followed him is, you know, the same or worse.
So it's easy to forget how charming of a character Tommy actually is when you just listen to Jason David Frank talk about himself all day.
Yeah. But here he is just being like a fun guy. And
he's
I just love that he's like, what did I do? Why am I in trouble for detention? And she's like, no, you're going to be teaching detention or running it or supervising it
or just like you're in charge of it for the next week or whatever.
And he's like, no, I can't. I don't want to do that. I have a museum that I have to go see out of town. And she's like, good, bring him. And he's like, what?
I don't think they can do that. You know how a school needs a permission slip for you to go on a field trip and school grounds? I don't think you can just take detention kids away without that.
Yeah, I don't think it's sort of like a well, they're in trouble, so now do whatever. They've lost their human rights. You know, it's not like real prison is detention, you know.
Permission slip is like so the parents know where they are.
Yeah, can you imagine if like they died. Let's say they died, right? And then Tommy has to call their parents and be like, so your child died in the woods.
Yeah, behind the museum.
Upstate, behind the dinosaur museum in the woods, you know, the one. And Mr. Ford would be like, yeah, why was my daughter there at all? It sounds like with you and I'm saying others. It seems like there were other people too. I didn't sign anything. I'm suing the school in an incredible amount right now.
I'm going to shut the school down.
They're going to have to go to school at Angel Grove or wherever, which gets name dropped a little bit later. And I was pretty stoked about it because it's like, oh, my God, they remember. They remember that place they went to. This is when they kind of get to the kids and she's like, you're going to a museum with Dr. Oliver. And they're like, bah, my computer club or whatever. So they get in his cool Jeep. He's got a cool Jeep. They drive to the museum that has the big CGI T-Rex out front. You know the one.
Yeah, it's like in old cartoons where you're like, oh, that book is going to come off the shelf. You can just tell.
This barrel is lighter than the rest of the barrels, so that one's going to fall. It's like this is a bright yellow T-Rex, so that's going to – something's going to happen. I didn't think something was going to – I thought it was just like – because it's the
– well,
dinosaur museum. So they need to put it – it's not really a dinosaur museum. They just need to put something dinosaur outside of it.
No, I would have known something was going to happen anyway, I think. But I think it did show a big CG dinosaur chasing Tommy at one point in the credits.
Oh, I think you might be right. Okay, so –
so I was like,
here
it comes. Already we're getting a dinosaur chase.
Heck yeah. They get there. Connor still does not understand the idea of a computer. He says literally like a whole club just for computers. Like, Connor, drop it.
He's been on this
– for 40 minutes.
All day.
We don't know
for
how long
40 minutes,
took...
maybe, but it depends what time they got called to the principal's office.
You're right. I mean, Connor is a dink. He's a jerk, dumb jock bully, kind of. He's not as bullyish as like a cartoon bully, like a Balkan skull, but he is, you know, he's a bully. Like,
he doesn't want to beat Ethan up, but he just,
does want to make fun of him.
He does want to give him a wedgie, though.
Yeah. So you know that when bullies, like, they get onto something, they will latch onto it forever because they don't have the capacity to, like, think beyond the one thing. So that's, I think, where Connor is right now. So they get there. It turns out, wouldn't you know it, Dinosaur Museum is closed for the day, Josh.
Yeah.
Looks like they're not going to get to go see dinosaurs in the museum that Tommy was, like, actively going. He would have called ahead, right?
I swear he said he had an appointment.
Maybe he did, and I don't know. We don't know what's up, but he's like, all right, you guys look around the grounds, and if you find anything prehistoric, I will cancel detention for the whole week. And they're like, hell yeah. Not once did they think, hey, wait a minute, this isn't a dig site. This is a, you know, museum. The dinosaur stuff is going to be inside. They don't really leave it out, typically. But they're like, yeah, let's go looking.
So not only now has he taken them off of school grounds, but he's just cut them loose into the wild.
Now he's like, yeah, just walk around the woods. It's fine. So he walks up to the door and he sees that the door has a little sticker that says, like, sorry, we're closed. Anton Mercer Industries, call us if something's wrong or whatever.
Yeah, in case of an emergency.
Yeah, and Tommy's like, that's impossible.
He knows the name Anton Mercer. He's like,
yeah.
No way.
Can't believe this is impossible. So then we cut back to the three of them. Ethan's like, this woods is weird. I've heard from the net that the woods up here is weird. A guy just got drug into a sinkhole. And then Connor's like, you're a big dork. Or something.
There's some kind of like, he's still ragging on Ethan about computers because he mentions like, I looked up the thing on the internet one time or whatever.
And Connor's like, I don't even know about the internet because I'm too busy looking at girls.
Yeah, Ethan's like, well, what do you do? And Connor's like, I kiss girls, nerd. Like,
and Ethan's so like, what? He's like, yeah, you know, girls, they're like, they got long hair and they smell nice. Kira's right there and she is visibly uncomfortable.
Yeah. So here's my main problem, because I don't remember. I think this was before we jumped back in, where you were talking about how they have personalities and stuff. And my problem is that they're so one-dimensional at this point. Connor, dick. Ethan, computers. Ethan. Kira, music.
Yeah. But here's the thing about them having personalities, is it seems to at least line up and be consistent. So far.
I just like, hope we get... I mean, I'm sure we will. This is episode one, so... Like,
it would be wild if we didn't get any further development on them, right?
I hope they get much deeper, and I know they're going to, like, become friends, obviously, so we're going to get, like, the relationships and build off of that and stuff, but, like, right now, it's just like, man, it's just, like, it's just a concrete slab waiting for a house to be put on.
I do like it, though, because, you know, in the first episode of Power Rangers, in Day of the Dumpster... like a pan of like a minute, and like you learn everybody's entire deal. Like, I know every single thing there is to know about Jason and Zach and Billy and Trini and Kim and Bulk and Skull and Ernie, like in the first minute, right, that we see them. And if you can't do that, which is probably harder when you want your characters to be a little deeper, but if you can't do that, then what they're doing in this episode of being like, here is your main character trait and we're just gonna kind of see how that goes, you know. And I like that they're doing that, because like Kira, she's like moody because she's a musician and a teen girl, and Ethan's a big nerd because he likes computers, and Connor, you have to imagine, at least in his head, is king of the school, but is also a big dork, like, because he's an idiot, he doesn't know anything, like
he's a dork, like all jocks are dorks,
yeah, you know. So like, I like that. I like how they're doing that so far.
Yeah.
So they start fighting.
I think the difference for me between like Mighty Morphin and this one is that the main problem I have is that Connor just keeps saying, you're such a dork for computers, for like 25 minutes.
Yeah, it is a little like railroad. It's like, we have one thing we're gonna...
It's like, you guys are lost in the woods and like things feel weird, and you're just gonna keep ragging on him about this, and then you're gonna like be weird about girls and make Kira uncomfortable.
They kind of square up, and Kira just like walks by and like pushes through him. She's like, whatever. She like walks forward, and Ethan's like, I'm just trying to tell you about the sinkholes. If you fall in a sinkhole, not gonna be a problem. And they all fall in the sinkhole.
Oh, yeah, because there's the urban legend that somebody like was walking through the woods and fell into a big sinkhole,
and then they fall in a sinkhole.
That's not a real urban legend. That's just a Reefside urban legend.
It's the Reefside exclusive. Maybe there was one in your town too. Who knows? I don't remember any hometown urban legends off the top of my head.
I don't either.
I know the one about how there was, so you know Mount Monadnock, the big mountain here?
Yeah.
In town. Well, it's not in my town, it's in Jaffrey, which is right next to it. So there's a big mountain. There's a rumor that there was a like Nazi outpost there in World War II. Which is bananas, because why would they be in Jaffrey? But that's the only urban legend I can think of. There was also the Dean Farm murders, but those really happened. So they fall in a big hole. We cut back to Tommy. Tommy's like, where'd they go? He turns back around. He's like, where'd they go? And Tommy, I'll tell you where they went. Off to look for prehistoric stuff like you told them a minute ago, dog. What do you mean, where'd they go? This is your fault. But then a big, nasty breath of wind.
Yeah,
hits him.
He also notices that the giant T-Rex is no longer there.
It's missing, wouldn't you know? But then it's all up in his face, breathing on him, and then Tommy damn ass Oliver spin kicks a fucking T-Rex in the mouth.
He just kicks it. He just jumps up and spin kicks it. He is the bravest man. That has ever lived.
If you would have told me, like, there's a part in Dino Thunder where Tommy spin kicks a giant dinosaur, I'd be like, that sounds stupid.
I'd be like, yeah, you're an idiot.
And here I am watching Tommy Oliver do a jump and a spin kick and kicking a dinosaur about to eat him. It's a huge T-Rex, gonna eat his whole body in one bite. He won't even notice. And he goes, you know what I can do to stop this T-Rex from biting me in half? I will do a spin kick, of which I am known for. And it's great. But then the T-Rex starts growling at him and starts chasing him. He runs. He jumps into his car, which is it's a Jeep. It's mostly open. And he locks the door and then goes, yeah, lock the door. Good job, Tommy.
Nailed it. You stopped him.
And, well, I like how it's like he's like, he'd be like, oh, that was a dumb move, Tommy. Your whole car is open to himself. Yeah, like, yeah, it's so good.
He locks it and he's like, oh, yeah, great job, Tommy. Super and then smart. The camera comes from above and it's like, look, the whole thing is open.
And then he starts a car up, he drives away, leaving the kids there. So not a great move, but mostly it's to get the T-Rex away because the T-Rex is chasing him.
Right.
So we cut back to the kids. They're in a hole. Connor's like, you stay here. I'm going to climb up the hole and I'll get help. And he takes one step and then it breaks and he lands on his butt and Ethan goes, oh, you're back already. So that was pretty funny. Cut back. Tommy's driving away from the dino. Cut back. They're exploring this little cavern they found themselves in. And Kira is singing her Freak You Out song to herself that she wrote, I bet. This isn't like, I don't think this is like, I'm doing a cover of not Avril Lavigne, you know, like, or whatever.
Right.
This is a Kira Ford Ridge. And Connor's like, hey, babe, can you chill out with that? I'm trying to concentrate or whatever. And she's like, the fuck did you just say to me, boy?
Yeah, she looks at Ethan and she's like, did he just call me babe?
And Ethan's like, I'm not going to get in between this. You seem very mad right now. And she's like, my name is not Babe, it's Kira. You should probably write on your hand so you don't forget. And then she walks away. He's like, what did I do?
You're gross. That's what you did.
I have a lot of conflicting feelings on Connor kind of right out the gate. Because he's a big dumb asshole, but I do enjoy that they did that with a Power Ranger. And it's on purpose. It's not like how Leo was a big dumb asshole, but like they were like, he's the good guy. You love Leo. And I'm like, no.
Yeah, I do feel like Connor is going to be changed by becoming a Power Ranger.
Yeah.
He's going to become better. Yeah, right now he's a big dumb asshole, so he can have a character arc.
Yeah, and I kind of like that. He is also really gross, but I do enjoy Kira being like, I will cut your whole nuts off, all of them. Every last nut you have, I will cut off of your body.
You back off or I'm really going to freak you out.
Freak you right the frick out.
It's not just a song, dude.
So we cut back to Tommy. He's driving away from this T-Rex chasing him. He looks up, there's an overpass, and he's like, okay, this might work. So he drives, the T-Rex rams his noggin right into the overpass, breaks the overpass, and then falls unconscious because it just, at full speed, rammed his head into concrete. And it turns out this T-Rex is also a robot. Thank you. Yes, please. What? Why is it also a robot? Who knows?
Is it like... was it sent there by Anton Mercer to spy on the museum? He's like, oh, yeah, the inconspicuous camera I will put here is a giant T-Rex. Robot T-Rex that can move and think for itself.
So here's the thing about the T-Rex being a robot that I'm confused on, is that we've seen the bad guy and we saw the bad guy and the Crusties at the beginning. We didn't really see the whole bad guy. He was in shadow, but he looked like King Koopa. He didn't look like a human, you know?
Right.
So he's like a dinosaur alien from the Hollow Earth or whatever. We'll find out eventually. I'm assuming we'll find something out about King Koopa eventually.
No, I think Hollow. Oh, he's from Dino Hatton. obviously.
He's from Dino Hatton. Did you know that movie was written by the Bill and Ted guys?
No, I did not know that.
Yeah, the original script. They changed a lot of it in filming, but the original script was written by Mr. Bill and Ted.
I think it was Bob Hoskins that said in an interview, he was like, every time they like changed the script, they like put a different color page in. And he's like, by the time we were done, all the pages were yellow.
It was a rainbow. So it's outside of Anton Mercer's private museum for dinosaurs or whatever. So like, I don't think it's connected to King Koopa. So like,
yeah, I think
is Anton Mercer going to be like a robots guy?
I think Anton Mercer, you remember the movie Twister, how there was like your rough and tumble storm chasers and then there was like the corporate storm chasers?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I think Anton Mercer is like a corporate paleontologist, like a rival to Tommy.
Big Dino. He's Big Dino.
Yeah.
Big Dig
and
Site.
King Koopa is the Twister.
Okay, sure. Yeah, that makes sense. They cut back to the kids. They find a skeleton. It's some sort of Deinonychus, maybe. It's like Velociraptor from the movies, not the real ones because they were little like chickens.
Yeah, it's closer to a Utahraptor.
And Kira's like, this is pretty Jurassic Park to me. But it's like a whole ass skeleton just standing up, right?
Yeah, it's completely preserved just in the side of a rock. It's half exposed. So Connor is like, hey, this is pretty prehistoric. Let's take this. And just goes to rip the bottom jaw off.
I'm going to take the jawbone. Yeah, let's do this. And then that opens up what I called the Dino Temple, because I didn't have a name for it and still don't, but it looked kind of like a temple. Connor says something about computer class again, or computer club again.
Yeah, there's a bunch of technology in here, and so he like rides Ethan for like liking it in here, and Ethan's like, actually, yeah, I do.
He's like, I want to tell you to shut up, but when you're right, you're right. This looks pretty cool. I would be stoked to do that. Then they go, and there's this meteor.
I've seen that TikTok.
Number one, it's the best TikTok there's ever been. Number two, people have tried to do bits like that, like copycat that one. They're all bad. Every single one except for the original are terrible and stupid. Number three, that girl's Instagram, her name's Eliza Petey. She's on Instagram. She is a paleontologist, and I highly suggest you follow, if you have Instagram, you follow her. Because a lot of it's just like, here's what I do during my day as a paleontologist. I cleaned a bunch of teeth and then glued them back together. I glued like a whole jaw back together. And it's just really nice. It's just a really fun time. Hashtag non-spawn. This is like a meteor. I guess a meteor, right? Because it hit the ground. It didn't explode. I don't know the difference. I'm not a doctor.
Yeah, I think it's a meteor once it enters the atmosphere. It's a comet in space. Is that right?
I think a comet is
a comet has a tail.
Comets are ones with tails that are in like they have an orbit.
Okay.
Meteor. I think it's a meteor. And then if it hits the ground, it's a meteorite because it breaks up before it becomes.
Right.
I think
that sounds right.
So it's a meteorite. And there's a red, a blue, and a yellow gem. Gee, golly willikers. I wonder what's going to happen with these.
And they line up around it in order.
In order. And then they touch them because that sounds safe. This is clearly someone's place, right?
Yeah, like it's obviously someone's property.
Yeah, they robbed them.
Connor reaches for it first, and Ethan's like, you are taking this dumb jock thing to a whole new level, huh? and then they all do the dumb jock thing.
And he's like, I don't want to miss practice. And Kira's like, yeah, I already missed rehearsal once, so I hate to agree with him. I hate to agree with him, but we should just steal these gems that... I guess they could be prehistoric. They mostly look like gems. So they take them, and then they leave.
Right, unless this is, like, the meteorite that, like, killed the dinosaurs.
The one? I mean, honestly?
It's not really a prehistoric thing.
Honestly?
I mean, it probably will end up being something like that.
Could be, right? Like, it's Power Rangers. It's not a subtle show. They start leaving, or Kira starts leaving, and they're like, where are you going? She's like, whatever freak lives here, I do not want to be here when they get back and see us stealing their property. So they all leave. Then we cut to the ocean, where an island rises back up out of the ocean.
Yeah, and we get an underneath shot of, like, rocket propulsion.
Yeah.
Blasting it up.
Also, there's like a Bond villain lair on it now that we didn't see before. It's pretty cool. And we cut inside, and King Koopa's there, and we get our first look at King Koopa.
He's nasty looking.
He looks wet. He looks slimy.
Mm-hmm.
He's like a slimy, nasty, evil King Koopa. And he's like, the gems have moved. Go. Get them. So the Krusties leave. Cut back to the kids. They find their way out. Some wind blows, and they're like, well, it's a lot of wind. And Kira's like, or Ethan's like, that's not wind. As much as I would like that to be wind, I don't think that's wind. And it turns out it's the Krusties. They have come to kill the teenagers.
Right. Because they took the rocks.
Because they took the gems. So they start running. Kira falls in a ditch. They come back to help her out of the ditch.
Yeah, it's like a dried riverbed that they jump over, and Kira doesn't make it.
No.
Which I thought was a weird choice.
You know, she's got like weak-ass little girl legs, you know, yeah, I think is what they're trying to tell us.
She's like a dumb girl who can't do things boys can do. I really feel like Ethan should be the one that didn't make the jump.
I also thought that.
Because Kira is also about to, like, fall in a minute. And that is for a reason.
Yeah, Kira, like, trips, like, immediately after they get out of the ditch and they
she didn't need to do both.
No, she didn't.
Because this would be a really good time to be like, look, Connor is more athletic than the other two. He can jump a ditch and he can run without falling over.
Yeah.
So to have Ethan fall in the ditch would have worked better for me. Because right now it just seems like, look, Kira's a girl. Doesn't she suck?
She's a girl. Do you get it? They're bad at doing physical tasks, right? It's like, that's not right at all. But like, so she does trip. The Krusties are coming at her. And then she does a big Black Canary scream.
She Sindel screams at them and into my heart. This is my favorite superpower.
she does a big scream. They all also Ethan and Connor are like, holy crap, that's loud. What was that? She stands up and her gem glows and she like takes it out of her pocket and she has like a vision of a pterodactyl over flames.
And it also like screeches a little bit.
And then this lets her kick some crusty ass because now she is empowered.
She runs away a little bit more and gets into like a clearing and then turns and faces them. And I thought she was just going to scream at all of them again.
Same. The boys, gone.
They left. But instead she fights them.
Yeah. And it's pretty good. She does like I will punch in front of me and kick, like extend my leg kick behind me. So I kick two, but it's like very, you know, it looks very cool. But I liked it. They're like, now you have the power, so you can fight now. It's like second nature to you.
Yeah. I like, it's different from Ninja Storm, because in Ninja Storm, they had superpowers, they had ninja powers before they were Power Rangers.
They were, they were trained ninjas and had some ninja magic,
I like that this time it's like a side effect to having the, like, the power in you. Like, it manifests itself in, like, a similar way to whatever dinosaur you end up like being connected with.
I like that. Can you imagine if they what do you think the original groups would be?
Zach would have ice breath.
Okay. Yeah.
Trini would bite very strong.
She'd have a big bite. Yep. Kim would have scream because she's a pterodactyl too.
She would scream, but I feel like hers would be more like she could fly, kind of
big jump.
Like she could
jump and glide.
Billy, I don't know.
So we're about to see Ethan develop his new superpower, because Ethan's getting billied hard. He's getting tossed around like nothing.
I will not be surprised if within 2 episodes from now Tommy's like, hey, you remind me of somebody.
Right. So one of the Krusties has they have like sword arms, and they go to like cut his head off, and he blocks it, and his skin turns blue like dinosaur, like scale mail on his skin, and he's like, "Whoa, more phenomenal!"
Do the other two see their dinosaurs like Kira did?
He saw a flash of his, and I couldn't tell what kind of dinosaur it was, but I think it was a Triceratops.
Okay, that makes sense, because they have, like, the big shield, so it makes sense that they're, like, an armor power.
And then I think there was also a flash of Connor. Connor happens backwards, so Connor, because now he can fight, right?
Right.
Now Ethan can fight, so he's doing a fight. Connor gets, like, knocked down, and then sees a flash of his dinosaur and then has like super speed, kind of?
Yeah, he must be some kind of a raptor. He's not the T-Rex, is he?
I bet he's a T-Rex.
He's probably a T-Rex, but for a super speed is more of a raptor thing.
See, I would have thought he would have had to turn my head big, do a bite power.
Yeah.
You know, or super strength, but he's got super speed because everything's going in slow motion. He's like, whoa. But his just happens backwards, and it's a little weird seeing it after the way they did the other two. So they can all fight. They fight him off. I guess they... the Krusty's all die and disappear or something, and then Tommy comes up. He's like, hey, there you are. And they hide their gems. And he's like, so, anything out of the ordinary happened? They're like, no. He's like, are you sure? And they're like, yes.
Yeah, Ethan's like, no, just some like fuzzy woodland creatures. And then Kira's like, some scaly ones.
And Tommy's like, I fucking heard that, Kira. What'd you say?
You can see the gears in Tommy's head where he's like, oh, they're the Power Rangers.
Oh, damn,
now.
They're Power Ranging right now. I know this. I know from this. So he's like, all right, well, we should leave. And they're like, yeah, totally. So he goes and they hang back a little bit. And Kira's like, we should tell him, right? And the others are like, absolutely not. Ethan's like, I have 1,000 sci-fi DVDs at my house, which is the nerdiest. There's nothing nerdier than I have 1,000 sci-fi DVDs. That, and 2004, right. Like, that just seems... super nerdy. And he's like, every single one of them ends with the person who has superpowers strapped to a table with wires in their head. And Connor's like, yeah, I've also seen a sci-fi movie and I agree with him and don't want that to happen to me either. And so they get back to school. Tommy's like, are you guys coming? And they're like, yeah, sorry. So they catch up. They get back to school. They're all like in a group. And Kira's like, cool. Here's my gem. And she just hands it to Connor. She's like, I'm out. I'm done. Something's weird. We know something's weird. I don't want any part of it. I just want to sing my songs. That's all. And Ethan's like, why does he get it? And she's like, I don't care. And she takes it out of Connor's hand and puts it in Ethan's hand. And he's like, and she's like, now you have it. I just don't want it anymore. So then we cut back to Cassidy, who sees this happening. And then there's like her reporter, like the camera guy. I didn't catch his name. I'm pretty sure it's Gooch.
He looks like a Gooch.
He looks like a real Gooch. And she's like, Gooch, are you seeing this? And he, or no, they're coming out and they're talking about, and she's like, I looked into Tommy's, I called Angel Grove High and his private files were sealed. So I couldn't get anything. And he's like, yeah, it's weird. They're private files. If they were public then, but then they get interrupted because they see these people talking. And she's like, whoa, isn't that weird? And he's like, yeah, three teenagers talking. That's super weird, man. And she's like, no, the king of sports, the sports king himself, Connor McKnight, talking to the king of geeks, Ethan, last name? His name, I cannot remember Ethan's last name. They do not mention Kira at all. So I guess they're like, yeah, whatever.
But she's just like, they, like, 3 years in this school and they've never even, like, looked at each other.
Yeah. So they're, like, juniors at least, right?
Yeah.
But so, yeah, so she's like, yeah, they've never even looked at each other. And then she does say something about that Avril wannabe. So she does mention Kira.
It is Ethan James.
Ethan James. All right. Yeah.
I really liked this from Cassidy because it's like she's an actual reporter. Like she's trying to figure out.
Yeah.
Tommy. She's like calling his old high school for his private records. But she also has her finger on the pulse of the school where she's like, yeah, those two people don't interact. Like this isn't a thing that happens here.
She dresses really preppy, and I feel like in other seasons, she would just be like the queen bitch, right? She'd be Regina George. But she's a reporter who's just like got a real go-get-em attitude, who's like, I'm going to get annoying until I get the facts. And I really like that about her.
Yeah.
So she's like, get the camera out. We got to like, something's happening, because the wind blows again as Kira's like walking away, and she's like, ah, man. Then a bunch of Krustys come up and grab her and they disappear. Gooch is trying to get the camera out, but he drops it and he picks it up and he gets the shot. But we'll get back to that in a second. So Kira gets taken. Ethan and Connor run after before she's like disappeared. And they're like, whoa, oh no, where'd she go? Cut back over to Gooch. And he's like, I got a perfect shot. And it's just up like the top of the trees. And she's like, this is nothing, Gooch.
Now, did he mess up the shot or did it just not come across the camera?
I don't know, because he dropped it while it was happening. So I feel like he got the shot after it was done, but also like maybe he's not a great cameraman yet.
Okay, because you know, I kind of read it as he recorded it, but like it didn't show up on the film, like a ghost.
Maybe
like the opposite of a ghost.
Yeah, it's a vampire,
right?
Because they can't show up in mirrors.
But I could be wrong about that.
I mean, I think that would work. I feel like it was like the tops of trees, though. But I genuinely don't remember at this moment. So it could go either way.
It definitely was the tops of trees. But I thought like what he was trying to get was like the big green light that she got sucked up into.
Maybe it was a it didn't appear on film kind of thing.
I'll have to wait and see. Maybe he was holding the camera backwards and he got the trees behind him. I don't know.
Maybe. So we go to commercial, we come back, they peel around, Ethan and Connor peel around a corner and his like red Camaro in Connor's Camaro. And he's like, what are we going to do? Where, like, we got to find her. And
yeah, Ethan's like, where are we going?
Connor's like, I don't know. We got to find her. He's like, why don't we go see Dr. Oliver? And he's like, why? And Ethan says the greatest, this is a thing I want every episode of Power Rangers to have. I want them to have a tiny, it's the same thing with pro wrestling, is I want you to have one line explaining your reasoning and that's it. Like just a little quick, why we do things. It doesn't have to be good or in depth. It just needs to be like, here is a reason for why a thing is happening. Because Ethan says, he's a dino guy. Those things that kidnapped Kira were dinosaur-like, so maybe he knows something. Boom. Done. Perfect. That's all I needed. Thank you very much, Ethan. So they get to his house, and he has a Palm Pilot, by the way. Ethan has a Palm Pilot, because it's 2004.
We're like, or do we have iPhones yet?
No, we don't have iPhones until like 7 or 8, 2007, okay. 2008.
Yeah, so he's definitely nerding it up.
Yeah, he's got a BlackBerry.
Dork.
I guess he hacks the school records. He's like, here's Tommy's address. It's 1992 Valencia Road or something.
Nice.
I don't know.
I like the 1992.
Yeah. So Power Rangers premiered in 1993.
That's close.
But Zhu Ranger premiered in 1992. So maybe that's what they're referencing. Or at least that's probably what Ranger Wiki would say they're referencing. At the very least. So they get to his address. They knock. Nothing happens. No one answers. And then Connor just opens the door because it's unlocked. And Ethan's like, you can't just do that. And he's like, why would the door be unlocked? And Connor's like, or Ethan's like, he's in the middle of the woods. He has no neighbors. Why would he lock his doors? So he's like, whatever. So I go in. I like the set. I like Tommy's house set. It looks like a real show.
It looks nice. Yeah, it's a nice little house.
This episode so far is maybe the most a real TV show Power Rangers has ever looked.
Yeah.
Which is bananas. So they're looking around. There's a little dino statue. It's like a bones of like a T-Rex or whatever. But it's like, you know, a little one. I can't remember. It's like a model. That's the word I was trying to look. It's like a model. And so he goes to open like the mouth again because he loves doing that with dinosaur things. Connor does.
Ethan says something like, hey, this isn't like a dig site. This is just like a guy's house.
Yeah.
Well, like that's not going to do anything. But then Connor, when he pulls it, it opens something.
Well, no, Ethan says like, hey, like be careful. Remember what happened last time you opened a dinosaur's mouth? And he's like, he's a guy, not Batman. And as he's saying Batman. He opens it and the floor pops up. And it's glowing, and they're like, oh, well, we got to go down there now. So they go down there, and they're looking around, and it's the temple. It's the dino temple from earlier.
Except it's under construction. It's got, like, scaffolding around the pillars.
Yeah. And they're like, whoa, what is happening? And Tommy kind of steps into frame and goes, if you're looking for extra credit, you're in the wrong place.
He puts spin sunglasses kicks on. Two teenagers.
Kicks them right in the head. They definitely would die from that. Then they're like, oh no. And then we cut to Kira, who, much like Ethan said would happen, is strapped to a experiment chair. She doesn't have wires coming out of her brain yet, but like, give it time.
And then one step at a time.
Then there's Big King Koopa looking slimy and gross, kind of just drooling at her. And he's like, excellent. And then it says to be continued.
Yeah.
What a good episode of Power Rangers this was.
And here's the thing. Not a lot of Power Rangers.
Zero power ranging, I would say.
There's a setup for some power ranging to happen later, but nothing in this episode besides fighting Krusties.
There's some Crusties. They get superpowers, which is not typically a Power Ranger thing.
Yeah, this could be any thing. This could be like a teen superhero show instead.
And what I'm about to say might be a little sacrilegious. And, it, you know, last season, you and I did kind of come down pretty hard on the side of superpowers outside being morphed is stupid and should never happen. I kind of wish they never became Power Rangers and it was just about these three dino teens now, you know?
Yeah.
I think I would like that show a lot, but it's Power Rangers, so they got to have a Megazord and weapons and stuff, and I get that, but I also would like to see just like the... Like, what's this? This is like the secret world of Alex Mack, but if she was a dino instead of a puddle, you know?
Right. A puddle with telekinesis.
Anyway, Josh, I started. What's the best?
I mean, it's Tommy Roundhouse kicking a dinosaur in the face.
I mean, it's hard to say anything else. There's a lot of good stuff. I genuinely, deep in my bones, loved the delivery on, well, what did I do? In reference to him getting detention. That was really good. But yeah, he spin kicks a dinosaur in the face, y'all. It's pretty awesome. What's the worst?
I think the worst is Connor just can't wrap his head around computers.
I was going to say the same thing, because there's not a lot I didn't like about the episode, but that was got old, I would say.
Yep.
Who's the MVP?
You know, before we came into this, I was like, I'm going to give it to Mara.
Okay.
For being such a good reporter. Her name is Cassidy now, that I know that.
Yeah.
I did not know that before. It didn't stick. But I don't... That was just like one scene, so I don't know if that really is MVP worthy now.
I can definitely see her getting a lot of MVPs in the future, you know, depending on how the season goes.
Yeah, depending on if she becomes really stupid or not.
Well, we can hope not.
I do like the two of them, her and Gooch, as like the Bulk and Skull.
It's a good dynamic too.
But I also feel like they're gonna figure it out like way sooner.
Maybe, because I feel like they could go a couple ways. We haven't talked about. Who's your MVP? Do you have one? We'll talk about.
I'm still thinking
Cassidy
about
and
it.
Gooch in a minute.
Mine's
Kira. I'm gonna give it to Kira. I like. First of all, I'm just, that's, you know, you guys get it, right? Like, so I'm just going to get that out of the way now. So she is exactly my type. We saw this coming when we looked at.
I think she's too nice for you.
No, I see. She's the right amount of moody that I think it could go either
way. Right.
The principal, on the other hand, baby. But I might have just accidentally talked myself into giving it to Tommy, though.
I was just going to say, I'm going to do the, I think, pretty predictable thing and give it to Tommy this time. He sank a whole island. He kicked a dinosaur in the nose.
Oh, God, you're right. He did. He was very funny, too. Cannot get over how impressed I am that he's, like, a good character and not just, like, Tommy Oliver from Power Rangers, remember?
I think he got, like, the right amount of attention. I feel like he had equal screen time to the new Rangers, instead of it just being, like, about Tommy this time.
Yeah, I also did like that.
So I'm going to give it to Tommy.
I think I'm also going to give it to Tommy.
I don't think Kira's going to have a lack of MVPs this season.
No, she's probably going to do just fine. And normally we'd have to rank it, but it's number one, it's the first episode, and number two, it's part of a two-parter, so we can't rank it till next episode anyway. So
I wonder where it will go on the list
probably,
of zero right now.
Probably pretty high. Unless the next episode, I mean, it has to start at number one, obviously, but like, if the next episode sucks, we're going to remember that more than how good the first episode was.
I mean, the next episode is the Power Rangers half, so we're going to see
how good they do that.
See how they handle that.
Yeah, I'm pretty excited. I thought I was gonna, I could definitely see this being a Ninja Storm 2.
Yeah.
Because, like, it's three Rangers, it's all right there, you know, like.
I'm wondering if we have met the White Ranger yet. Because I feel like there's only one other person it could be, but I feel like that person is something else.
Well, because you know who the Black Ranger is.
Well, yeah. I don't want to just say it for the sake of spoilers, but I think everybody knows who the Black Dino Thunder Ranger is.
We all know who the Black Dino Thunder Ranger is. But the white one, I don't know. And I'm just going to hold out hope that it's Cassidy.
Me too.
Just until we're proven wrong, and it's, you know, Gooch. God, if it's Gooch, I'm going to be so mad.
It better not anyway. Be Gooch. Well, it's a girl. I think she has a dress. Like a skirt. The White Ranger? I think so.
I don't know. I don't think I've ever looked at the White Ranger.
I could be wrong. I think the only time I've ever seen the White Ranger suit is when we were, like, ranking suits.
Yeah.
And I feel like there was a skirt there, but maybe there wasn't. I don't know.
So long ago, I don't know. But look, I'm going to hope it's Cassidy, and we're going to find out one way or the other at some point in the future. That's it for us for today, though. We're going to go as we do. I forgot how to end them. I was really strong.
Usually you would ask me what the next episode is.
Oh, yeah. What's the next episode called, Josh?
The next episode is Day of the Dino Part 2.
Ah, okay. Good to know. Well, we will see you next time for Power Rangers Dinosaur Lizard. Thunder Lizard.
Thunder Lizards. Come on.
Dinosaur Thunder Lizard. So easy. How did I forget? We'll see you next time for Part 2. But until then, may the power protect you. We do need to record it, yeah, for evidence that we did do it. All right.
The names have been changed to protect the innocent.
One name has been changed in my notes.
I only remember one new name. So,
well, good. Then two of my jokes are going to land really well. Oh, sorry. Someone's calling me from Winter Park, Florida. This is spam. Hello? It's about my extended warranty on my car that I don't have, probably.